We're doing Yob. We're up to what's called the fourth chapter, and we'll start again from Pasuk Yud Chet. Eliphaz has been telling Yob that he had the following prophecy. Ha'enosh melo ha'itzdak. Well, can a human being be more righteous than God? Hein ba'avadav lo ya'amin. God doesn't have full faith even in his servants, the angels from above. They need God. He doesn't give them this eternal strength that they could stand on their own. They need God. Uvamalachav yasim ta'ola, and he gives consistent light within his angels. He doesn't give them their own power to stand on their own, even though they do last. But they last by God say so. They are contingent on God consistently. And if this is the case with regard to the angels, so we know God is way above the angels. Af shochanei vateichomer, how much more so is the par? How much more so is the distance between us human beings who live in these in homes that are made of teeth, made of tar, vateichomer, houses of tar. Meaning we live in this world that's a material world, a world that even the houses we live in are made of earth, and that's why we ultimately rot, and we don't have an eternal life. We're not like the angels above. So how much more so is the distance between us and God, us shochnei vateichomer, who live in these houses of tar, asher be'afal yesodam, who our foundation is in earth, yidakum lifnei ash, and therefore we can be depressed by an ash is a moth. A moth can destroy the materials of our lives. And what he's saying, we live down below, and we're living with the trials and tribulations of an earthly life. And as such, we are limited in our potential for attaining wholeness, and we're far below the angels. And if so, how much more distant are we from God? And therefore, how could a human being who is so lowly by his essence, by the fact that he's made of material, and that automatically is going to constrict him and limit him, how dare he think, ha'enosh me'eloh yitzdak, that he is more righteous than God? Meaning he's saying, at the end of the day, you don't even come close to the angels. You're what are you? You're mere mortal with the limitations of mortality, and you're so distant from the angels, and the angels themselves are so distant from God. Miboker la'erev yukatu. Mibelim meisim lanetzach yovedu. From morning till night, they're so to speak cut down. They don't stand, but rather a person, just like if a person were hitting himself, so too a person who's being unfair to his fellow man, a person who is a swindler, a cheater. So from morning to night, and one day he could be cut down, mibeli meisim, and no one takes note, and lanetzach yovedu, and they're lost for eternity. So where's the wholeness of man if he can't even watch himself? In one day, a human being could go from the top of the world to the bottom and just be cut down for eternity. So you're coming with claims to God. Who are you? You don't come close. Miboker la'erev, the human being in one day can be cut down. Mibeli meisim, without anyone noticing. Lanetzach yovedu, they're lost for eternity. Halonisa yitram bam yamutu ולא וחוכמה. And here there are a few understandings. One understanding is that the human being was created more intelligent than the other creatures, and you see that this advantage that he was given can be taken from him if in one moment he can be cut down to size. And to an extent, the human being, because he was given this higher intelligence, feels like he's in control, and nonetheless, he's quickly reminded that he is not, when suddenly he's put in the hands of the perils of nature, and he doesn't have control. So suddenly he sees that all his wisdom is not necessarily going to stand by his side. Yamutu, and a person can die, velo vechokhma, and then they don't find themselves being so smart. Meaning, a person can have false confidence, and he could live his life where he's never really attained true wisdom, and he'll die that way. So he's really alluding to Eov, and he's saying, you think you're smart. At the root of Eliphaz, at the root of his claim is, well, how dare you think that you're more righteous than God? So he's saying, halonisa yitrambam, that extra wisdom that they have, yitram, their extra wisdom, halonisa, doesn't it just take off that extra wisdom that people think they have? It's a passing, a fleeting wisdom. A person thinks he has it. Yamutu, and then they find themselves dying. Velo vechokhma, it's not with wisdom that they're dying. It's they thought they had wisdom. Kirana hayeshoneka velmi mikedoshim tifne. So now he's concluded what the angel told him, and he tells him, you know, if you think, how come I, Eliphaz, had prophecy and you, Eov, don't? So then he says, I want you to know that God's upset at you because you in this state of afflictions, you, so to speak, blasphemed. You spoke up against heaven. So I'll prove it to you. You call up to heaven and see, is someone going to answer you? What angel's going to come and talk to you? No one's going to come and claim for you because everyone up in heaven is upset with you. No one's going to talk on your behalf now. Kirana hayesho neheka. Call now. Is anyone going to answer you? Velmi mikedoshim tifne. And to which angel can you talk? Now, that's one understanding. There's another understanding in which he's telling him, okay, till here was the prophecy. Now, what are you going to gain by everything that you're saying? Try yelling up to heaven. Who's going to answer you? What angel that decreed do you think you're going to be able to convince or fight for what's been decreed over you? Ki le'evil yahrog ka'as ufoteh tamit kina. Because a fool like you gets killed by his own anger. When bad things happen to him and he blasphemes, so then the fact that he yells up to heaven, that's like digging his hole deeper. Who's going to come and speak on your behalf in heaven? The fool gets killed by his anger, ufote, and a person who just gets seduced by his feelings. So then, tamit kina, his jealousy, that he's jealous of others that he thinks are successful, so that seduces him to go in their footsteps, and then he gets upset at Hashem because he sees that he's losing it all. So then that jealousy, that he's jealous of others that are successful, that jealousy kills the one who is pote, is easily seduced. Ani ra'iti evil mashrish va'ekov naveihu fitom. But when I see the fools, and it seems like they're succeeding, they're being successful, I wasn't jealous of them, but rather, before I thought of being jealous of them, I immediately thought, you know, ultimately he's going to be destroyed. So I told myself, his home, everything that's a curse, Everything's going to go to rubbish ultimately. When you see someone successful, even though he's sinful, don't be jealous of them. When I see someone successful, Alifa says, I curse his home. I say, oh, in a second it can overturn. His children will be distanced from salvation. Because of their father's sin, they won't have anyone having compassion over them. Vidaku vashal, they'll go to in a public place. They're going to be depressed among human beings. They're going to be put down, and no one's going to help them out. Vein matzil, he thinks that in his evil ways he'll be successful. When I see him, I curse him. I say, you know, ultimately, when he falls, no one's going to want to help his kids. Yilchaku v'nav miyesha, his children will be distant from any help. Vidaku vashal vein matzil. So we have to stop and say, wait a second, what is Eliphaz telling Eo? He's telling him, I had a prophecy that man is not more correct than God, and you have no right to yell up towards heaven like you're yelling. But let's look back. What did Eo say? Eo said, God, why'd you give life to people who are suffering? I wish I were dead. If I had to live a life of suffering, I wish I didn't live. So what's Eliphaz telling him? You have no right to say this. What are you upset at heavens? You think you'd do a better job running the world? That's basically what Eliphaz is answering him. And now he's taking on a slightly different route, and he's rebuking you. And he says, all your yelling, he's saying, on the one hand, the content of your yelling I disagree with. On the other hand, the fact that you're yelling, what are you yelling for? Who's going to answer you? You're hurting yourself by yelling. It's foolish that you're yelling.